attentive riders would wear helmets and were more careful around other motor vehicles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is actually quite nice out. It's mostly sunny and
what's that yellow circle in the sky, Jennifer? Any idea what that thing is? I haven't seen that thing before.
It's supposed to go up to 57, but then there's a chance of showers this afternoon. Doesn't say quite when. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a chance of showers, patchy fog, thunderstorms, showers likely. Highs low to mid-70s, and then it finally clears out for Monday, when it's back to work for everybody but me.
Are you on vacation next week?
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning, cowboys and cowgirls. Today we'll have some calf roping for you. We'll also have some bronco busting and bull riding featuring that untamable beat. What? Oh, radio show.
Very good.
Good morning and welcome to the library show.
Very clever.
Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, our big Kentucky Derby show, Jennifer and I will give you our picks for Saturday's first leg of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Youth Book Sale has come and gone. We'll recap the event for you. Entries are coming in for this year's HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, featuring a cash prize of $500 for Best in Show. If you know any local artists, let them know they're going to want to get in on this. Summer reading clubs for kids and adults are just around the corner. We'll tell you all you need to know. Jennifer says it was so cold in New York last night that it forced the flashers to describe themselves to people. Hunterdon County Community Day, HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series, a new bookmobile schedule, which I forgot and left on my desk.
I know
trivia, it. And much more on today's library show. Jennifer, I can hear Julie Andrews sing, am I correct?
Correct.
And why is she singing
she
on
is
the radio
singing,
show?
It's May, yes. The musty month of May from Camelot.
Because oh, that's a song from the play Camelot? Who
yes.
wrote the words and music to
it's Lerner and Lowe.
Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. And that's about King Arthur?
Correct.
I never saw it. Have you?
I have, but only up to the point where they're going to burn Guinevere at the stake.
There's not cats singing to the moonlight. And
there aren't. I do want to say one thing about being cold in New York and the flashers.
Yeah?
One time, many years ago, I was in Midtown, and it had to be the coldest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be, I don't know if he's still there, in Times Square, the Naked Cowboy.
I remember
play
him.
In white briefs.
Yeah.
He was out there in his white briefs and cowboy boots, and it was so cool.
Probably good tipping that day. People feeling bad for him. I think he's still around. I'm not sure.
So this week we have no children with us.
The last week we were
inundated.
We had the pleasure, since it was Take Your Child to Work week, to have Michelle Hurley's son Jackson and Chris Phelan's son Cameron join us for the first half of the library show. We got a little glimpse on their lives, what's going on in the minds of young
how
children.
How they see the world.
I think it was but there a little wake-up call for Jennifer there.
There were a few things that I did not get to mention last week.
Which is?
Because I got completely besotted with the children.
Mm-hmm.
At 11:15 last Thursday, I meant to announce congratulations to my sister Sarah, who at 11:15 was officially a PhD in English.
Oh yeah, 11:15 last Thursday?
Yes.
Well, congratulations to her. When was the last time you seen sister Sarah?
Easter Sunday.
Oh.
When she brought her dissertation.
Well, good for her.
Yes.
Look at the Winberry girls. Your parents must be so proud.
Except they're Monahan girls.
Or the Monahan girls. I'm sorry. The Monahan girls. Your parents must be so proud.
They are.
All three of you really excelled.
Actually, the nun is in Switzerland right now learning how to give art tours, and then she's on her way to Armenia.
Very nice.
Yes.
Your parents should write a book, how to raise successful daughters. I'm serious. Did they pat themselves on the back, Sever?
I don't think so. I don't think so. The other thing I did not mention, Jumping Jewels, that I read a lot of her poems.
Yes.
And I have another one today. Her brother, Stephen, ran in the London Marathon on Sunday. And he was running, he was raising money for multiple sclerosis.
Sprinting Stephen?
Sprinting Stephen. He ran it in 3 hours and 0.32 minutes, which I think is quite respectable.
I'm sure.
So, I did want to read one of her poems today, Hungry Mouse. Something mysterious has happened in our fridge. Half-eaten food has been found, drops of juice, smears of yogurt, and a pattern of crumbs scattered around. Corners of cheese not there, juice from bites in a pear. Bottles of milk with no top, tomatoes flattened in a mushy slop. Carrots gnawed, ice pops thawed, eggs with cracked. Marmalade tracks. Tearful cartons with nothing to hold, empty jars left standing cold. Without a doubt, something's not right. Could a fridge invasion be happening at night? Has a hungry mouse discovered our treats, or are 10,000 ants leaving this trail of grease? I must set up a trap, discover the truth, find a place to watch, be a super sleuth. When all of a sudden a little girl stands there, lips dripping with milk, tomato slops in her hair, fingers drenched in yogurt, pockets full of cheese, sticky hands on her tummy, marmalade dripping from her knees. The hungry mouse finishes her final snack. With mum on the menu, there'll be no holding back. A meal of excuses must never be heard, or she'll end up in a milkshake, being shaken and stirred. Looking really worried, she wipes her lips. Please don't be cross with me. I'm feeling so sick. If it's all right with you, I'll go and lie down. But I'm pleased to announce we have the best fridge in town. Does that sound familiar? Having three children in your house, two young boys.
That's a very clever poem. I like it.
Yes. So that was Jumpin' Jewel's poetry. Check out her website. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter.
She's international flavor. It adds a little international flavor to our program.
Yes.
Okay, the Friends of HCL book sale. Jennifer, did you attend?
I did not.
Oh. I heard briefly from reference librarian Karen Kilpatrick that things went well and the friends made a nice amount of money to help the library out. I didn't get any particular details or any anecdotes or anything. I'm hoping maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, a little program or library note, the library, Huntington County Library, the North County Branch Library, and the South County Branch Library will be closed in the mornings. For a staff in service day, they're going to be training the staff to better serve you. So the libraries will be closed in the morning. The North County Branch and the South County Branch will reopen at 1:30, and the Huntington County Library main branch will open at 1 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd. So just hold out until the afternoon. Run some other errands in the morning. We'll be happy to serve you. We'll be so well trained by then that you'll probably, the difference will be noticeable.
And a program note, I listened to your archives from the 18th of April.
Mm-hmm.
They were very good.
What did you think?
They were very good.
Oh, is that the one I sung?
Yes. I thought you were going down the cabaret road.
The cabaret road? That's a road I'll never try. Well, go ahead.
That's how the narrator starts the theme song.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Nope, I went down the Disney road, which I generally do.
I should have guessed.
Okay, before our first commercial break, let me tell you about the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. After the break, we'll come back with our Today in History and our Kentucky Derby segment of today's program. I got lots of trivia for Jennifer today, and we have lots to talk about. But first, the Outdoor Art Show and Sale, because it's a little more than a month away now, Jennifer, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. This year featuring a cash prize of $500 for Best in Show. We accept the first 75 artists who enter, so there's still room. If you want a entry form, you can stop by any of the Hunterdon County Libraries or go online at hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form that you can print out, fill out, and send it in to us. The deadline to enter is, I believe, Friday, May 31st, if I'm not mistaken. Three categories. There's a student category, an adult amateur category, an adult professional category. All mediums are accepted except photography, because we have a dedicated photography show in the fall. So if you're a photographer, you don't have to hold that till the fall, and we'll have a special show just for you. A prize is for first place in every category, as well as the aforementioned $500 Best in Show Award. And there's also a Public's Choice Award and also a special award given by me. I pick out one artist and give them a gallery show at the Hunterdon County Library. Free gallery show to show their work to our patrons. So that's another prize. We have three local judges that will be there. That doesn't include me, Jennifer. Three local judges that will be judging the work. All the artists, your work will be allowed to be for sale. We'll give you a section of snow fence to hang your work. You're welcome to sell the work. We'll have a band there that day. The Marshall's Dixieland Band will be providing the music. It's just a lovely day out on the Hunterdon County Library lawn. We've been doing this for several years now. So if you're not an artist, we, of course, welcome you to join us, meet some of the area's best local artists.
If you can't be an artist, be an artistic supporter. It doesn't have the same ring.
No. Jennifer, of course, referencing Greece. For the millionth time, I think balloons just came from the ceiling. It's Jennifer's 1 millionth reference to Greece on the radio show. So the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, for all information, once again, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and there's a link to the rules and the entry form right on the homepage. And we'd love to see you there, either as an artist or as an artistic supporter, as Jennifer so eloquently put. So let's go to our first commercial break. We'll be back with Today in History and our Kentucky Derby picks right after this.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I don't hear anything, Jennifer. It's very low.
Yeah, I turned it down.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk.
And when you turn things down, you turn them down. Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry, who is having hearing issues today, obviously, and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home, or wherever you are, questions about events that happened on this date. Today is May 2nd. 2019. I'll give you some events that happened on May 2nd in years past, and also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on May 2nd. And you can tell me if you can recognize them just by hearing the name. Okay, let's go back to May 2nd, 1536, Jennifer. Not a good day to be Anne Boleyn, the Queen of England. What happened to Anne Boleyn on this date?
She was beheaded. We don't do beheadings or executions on this
show. Oh, she was just arrested and imprisoned on this day. Oh, that was okay. Good to come later. What were her charges against her?
Was it adultery?
That was one of them, yes. Adultery, incest, and treason. Thrown in with a little witchcraft. Enough to get the... Imagine if something that happened today, that the Queen of England gets beheaded. It's in the news. You open up your computer this morning and go to CNN or something like that. The queen has been beheaded.
That's pretty funny. Just as you were saying that, a little clip of...
Something funny about this.
Queen
Jennifer.
Elizabeth and Prince Philip came on this week.
1863, Jennifer. American Civil War history. Right after the Battle of Chancellorsville, the South gets dealt a serious blow. On this date in 1863, what happens shortly after the Battle of Chancellorsville?
Atlanta.
They say this is one of the very first serious setbacks for the South.
I don't know.
Wounded by friendly fire after returning from the Battle of Chancellorsville, Stonewall Jackson is wounded and succumbs 8 days later to his wounds. Stonewall Jackson, one of the great Southern Civil War generals. I don't know if great's the right word. Maybe traitorous Southern Civil War generals. But he was one of their leaders, and it was quite the blow to the South when he died from friendly fire, Jennifer. 1955, Tennessee Williams wins the Pulitzer Prize for drama on this day. For what?
The Glass Menagerie.
You guess? Probably his most famous one, I would think. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I didn't know how to give you a hint to that. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Jennifer. What ship departs on her maiden voyage to New York City on this date in 1969?
The QE2.
Very good. The Queen Elizabeth II gets there safely. QE2 still in operation?
Mm-hmm. The Cunard line runs it, I believe.
Very good. Jennifer knows her cruise line trivia. 2000, Jennifer. President Bill Clinton announces that this is no longer to be restricted to just the United States. This technology will no longer be restricted to just the United States and military. And it opens the way for a ton of businesses to make tons of money. And everybody uses this today.
The internet?
No. Everybody uses it today to help them. It's pretty much...
But how could we keep something... Well, what is it?
Use it in your car a lot.
GPS?
GPS is correct, Jennifer.
Well, why couldn't the other countries use it?
I don't know. Maybe it was maybe the United States military invented it. I don't know, Jennifer.
Interesting.
But Clinton allows everyone to have access to GPS technology. That was a pretty big, significant day.
Yes,
pretty
absolutely.
Important.
Yes.
And then a big day. Well, I don't know how to describe it. May 2nd, 2011. One of the FBI's most wanted men is killed on this date in 2011. Probably the most wanted man in the history of the United States, Jennifer.
Osama bin Laden?
Correct. Osama bin Laden, killed by United States Special Forces in Pakistan on this date in 2011. Okay, born on this date in 1946, Leslie Gore.
She was a singer.
She was indeed.
My boyfriend's back?
No.
No, but something like that.
Similar. Very good. It is very close to that. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. And then the follow-up question is, that song was such a big hit, she wrote a follow-up song to it, like a sequel song that also became a big hit. Any idea what that was called? In the first song, her boyfriend, or her friend Judy steals her boyfriend.
Right.
And she's upset. She's crying at her party. And the sequel song was called It's Judy's Turn to Cry.
Oh, okay. Judy's Turn to Cry. Now it's Judy's
See, you know it, don't
I
you?
I do.
2015, Jennifer.
Wow.
Who was born on this date?
2015? In 2015. I know who it is. It's Prince George or Princess Charlotte.
Princess Charlotte of Cambridge. Fourth in line of the British throne, Jennifer, born on this date in 2015. And then finally, just have one died on this date in 1519. Leonardo da Vinci.
He was an artist, a scientist, and an astrologer even. Kind of a renaissance.
Kind of.
He did like the body sketch.
Yes. Sculptor, architect, Italian painter. His most two famous works, of course.
Oh, just tell me. I have a headache.
Really?
I can't think today.
Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And The Last Supper.
Indeed.
Probably the two most famous pieces of
art
of anyone in the world.
Yes, probably most recognizable, yes.
Leonardo da Vinci died in 1519. Was there even a May 2nd in 1519? I always wonder stuff like that. I don't know. Moving on. Okay. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we're 2 days away from the Kentucky Derby down in Louisville, Kentucky. The first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. The Triple Crown, of course, won last year for the 13th time in its history. If you want me to name off all 13 Triple Crown winners, Jennifer, I'd be happy to do it for you. Last year, Justify, with Mike Smith aboard, wins the Triple Crown. Only the 13th horse in the history of horse racing to do it. Mike Smith, ironically, Jennifer, was on the Derby favorite this year. And the name was Omaha Beach. Omaha Beach scratched yesterday due to a trapped epiglottis, which means he has some breathing problems. Not a serious injury, but it's going to sideline him for probably the Triple Crown races. So Mike Smith, has gotten the trials and the tribulations of horse racing in just 2 years. He won the Triple Crown last year, and then this year he doesn't have a horse to ride, Jennifer, because his horse scratched. So the Kentucky Derby, here are the horses running. See if any of these names tickle your fancy. And then Jennifer and I will tell you the horses that we like. War of Will. Now, I have a son named Will, so that's a hunch bet right there for me. Tax. By My Standards. Gray Magician. Improbable. Vacoma. Maximum Security. Tacitus. Plus K Parfait. Cutting Humor. High Call. Omaha Beach Scratch, like I mentioned. Code of Honor. Win, Win, Win. Master Fencer. Game Winner. Roadster. Long Range Toddy. Spinoff. Country House. And the horse that drew into the race because Omaha Beach Scratched. Boat Express. 20 horses will be loaded into the starting gate at 6:50 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th. Any of those names jump out at you, Jennifer?
I liked Improbable.
Improbable. I kind of liked Improbable, too. Actually, I liked Improbable a lot. My problem now with Improbable is the forecast, the weather forecast for Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday is rain, rain, rain. So,
and if the weather's clear, can do.
So rain again for the Kentucky Derby. It seems like it rains every other day now. So I studied it briefly, Jennifer. Improbable still has a chance, even on a wet track. But because of the wet track, it just throws everything into, because most of these horses never even ran on a wet track, so you don't know if they're going to like it or not. The favorites with Omaha Beach Scratching are Game Winner and Roadster, both trained by Bob Baffert, who trained the Triple Crown winner Justify last year and also trained Triple Crown winner American Pharaoh. I think you probably remember that name. Vacoma and Improbable. Improbable actually is also trained. Jennifer, Bob Baffert has the three betting favorites in the Kentucky Derby. That's how good of a trainer he is. Vacoma is another favorite. And Tacitus. Those are your favorites. Everybody else you probably get a good price on. Since the track is going to be sloppy, Jennifer, my pick is going to be Maximum Security. The reason? He has one race on a sloppy track, which he did well. And he's a front runner, Jennifer. And on the sloppy track, the horses up front stay kind of clean. And I think that helps their chances. So I'm going to go with a little bit of a shot. And Maximum Security. He's only raced four times in his career. So he's a little green, if you will. But that's my pick. How about you?
I'm still going with Improbable.
Improbable? Any other names that you like that jump out at you? Any names that mean something in your life?
Not particularly. That was the only one that really... A lot of times there are, and...
War of Will, I think, has a shot. Improbable, I think. Vacoma has a nice jockey. He's a shot. Tacitus has a shot. The Kentucky Derby always is, rarely is a horse a standout. Roadster and Game Winner, of course, both have big shots to win, too. Roadster. Okay, so the Kentucky Derby. We'll recap the Derby next week, and we'll see if we were right or wrong. I'm usually wrong on this radio show. If you check the archives, if I've ever been right, I don't know, Jennifer.
I don't think so.
The 6 years we've been doing this radio show. Has it been 6 years?
Yeah.
I think it has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it'll be seven in...
Seven in, like, October or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Shocking. So before we move on to the trivia, I'm
yes?
going to talk about a couple of library things that are pretty exciting.
Good. I can't wait to hear.
One of our patrons, who every Friday afternoon we have a writer's group that meets in the headquarters meeting
room.
I know,
this is exciting news.
This is very exciting. Nawaz Merchant won the Mystery Writers of America Prize for the best first mystery novel. It's co-sponsored by Minotaur, an imprint of St. Martin's.
Isn't it pronounced Minotaur?
You can pronounce it however you like.
Well, isn't a minotaur a mythical creature?
Yes.
I don't put it. Shouldn't you pronounce it? Unless it's named after something.
It?
You said it different. And then I watched the video where they won. And the people from talking about it were saying it like minotaur or something.
Wow.
So maybe it's not named after the mythical creature.
And no, it is because the their Caliphon is.
Then it's minotaur.
Minotaur. Okay. So anyway, she won Best First Crime Novel, and she's very excited. It will be published next year by Minotaur, an imprint of St. Martin's, and she's writing as Nev March.
Have you read it?
No, I have not read it yet. It's Rajabi Tower Mystery, and it introduces an Anglo-Indian soldier turned detective. It's set during the Raj, hired to investigate the 1891 deaths of two Parsi women who fell from the famous clock tower in broad daylight, and it's based on real events. So that is, it's very exciting. They've been running this contest as long as I can remember. They used to give two awards. They would give an award for Cozy and an award for Private Eye,
mm-hmm.
But they've just combined it into one now. So that's really exciting. And there's a Facebook post about it, and watch for more information on it. I reached out to my library marketing pals, but they're ignoring me. Shocking. So I hope to hear back from them soon. I'm hoping she might choose the library for her launch party, which would be terribly exciting. So that's coming up next year.
That would be
year.
Great. We should talk to her.
Yes.
I mean,
well,
have Jane.
I asked Jane to reach out to her and tell her to get in touch with me.
Okay, good.
Again, somebody else is ignoring me. Yeah. I'm used to it, though.
We'd like to promote this and promote one of our own. I'm very proud
of
her.
It's very, very exciting. The other thing that's very exciting is Jim Thatch is going for the layup. Is it going to bounce off the backboard or it falls short? First-time author Ellen LaCourt, who, if you were listening the day I was interviewing the library marketing team from HarperCollins, has a debut mystery coming out on June 18th called Perfect Fraud. It's more of a domestic thriller. And she lives in Titusville, New Jersey. So she's going to come to the Hunterdon County Library on July 30th as part of her book signing tour. The book is about a young woman who's she comes from a line of psychics. Her mother's a psychic, her grandmother's a psychic, and she feels she's never come into her own psychic abilities. She lives in Arizona, and she does readings, and she knows she's a fraud, feels she's a fraud. But when her father dies, she goes home to Philadelphia to reconnect with her mother, from whom she's sort of estranged herself, and then her powers begin to come back.
Why did she estrange herself from her mother, Jennifer?
Just life happened. Life got in the way.
Life happened, so you estrange yourself from your mother? I'm not buying that plot point.
Okay. And then on the way back on the plane, she meets a young woman named Rena, who is flying to Arizona with her 5-year-old daughter, Stephanie, and Stephanie has been ill.
What if Stephanie estranged her mother? How would she feel?
She'd feel a heck of a lot better, let me tell you. She has digestive problems, and Rena's spent her life trying to cope with them and trying to help Stephanie get better and heal Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And she's taking her from New Jersey to Arizona.
For the climate?
For the climate and for a doctor. And then the young woman, whose name I forgot, I believe it's Claire, gets involved with this mother and her daughter. And then she realizes something's not quite right.
Very vague.
Well, because I don't want to give away. Most people are going to realize what the
plot is. Gets involved.
Well, she offers Rena some readings, and then she feels something is not right. And then that's when she realizes her psychic powers have come back.
Cool.
So it's
you like psychic, like books like that with psychic?
Oh, when I was in grammar school, I loved ESP and psychic and all that. That was really my thing. But she's going to be touring a little bit in the area. She'll be at the Doylestown Bookshop.
Do you feel you're psychic at all?
I'm psycho. She'll be at the Barnes & Noble and Princeton Market Fair. She'll be in Booktown in Manasquan, which has been often quoted as author's favorite bookstore in New Jersey to go to.
Booktown?
Yes.
Have you been?
I have not.
You have not been to a place called the Booktown?
No.
And it's in New Jersey?
I know.
What the? It's by the beach.
I know, right? My mother's... and Aunt Rose lives there. You met Aunt Rose.
Wow. What? Yes. I don't understand this.
But so Ellen is coming on July 30th, and Caroline from the Frenchtown Book Garden will be here to sell books, another favorite bookstore in New Jersey. So look for more information coming. We're going to have flyers out early for this. I'm going to start press pretty soon.
Cool. That is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. Just some other stuff that I touched at the top of the show. Hunter New County Community Day is coming up on Saturday, June 1st, a week before the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. I'll give you more information about this in the next couple of weeks. But Community Day, music, a lot of community groups will be there, a lot of activities, fun for the whole family, food. It's like sixth annual Community Day sponsored by the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce, as well as many other sponsors. So it's a fun day to meet a lot of your community organizations and groups and learn more about your county. So I hope to see you there. The outdoor concert schedule we can get to later, Jennifer. And then the summer reading club. We're starting to get ready for the kids and adult summer reading club. Actually, the information isn't quite gelled yet, so we'll get to that next week as well. The time is 11:38. We have about 20 minutes left with you for Jim Gano. Joins you at the top of the hour with his show, Taking Care of Business. I have some trivia for Jennifer. Maybe we'll just start with this.
You want to do the commercials first?
How long we go?
You want to do the commercial break real fast?
Okay, we'll go to our last commercial break and come back with some trivia.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winbury with Jim Thatch. And during the break, we came up with 4 things we need to talk to you about.
So 4 things before we play some trivia with you. First, we have a program tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, starting at 7 p.m. Author and photographer Kevin Weiss We'll be talking about New Jersey state parks. New Jersey has over 24 state parks. A lot of battlefields from the Revolutionary War, etc. Delaware and Raritan Canal, Morris Canal, too many to mention. It's a slideshow, and Mr. Wave presents his original photography of many of New Jersey's beautiful state parks, plus vintage maps and images of historic people, places, and events. So if you'd like to learn about this, it sounds very informative, Jennifer.
Tonight, he's a really good speaker.
Thursday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Just come on by. No reservations are required. Also starting to set up today, our annual, the Huntington County Library hosts the annual 4-H clubs. All the 4-H clubs, actually 15 4-H clubs this year, will have displays and information about their individual clubs within the 4-H. So this has been a tradition at the Huntington County Library for several years now. So bring your kids by, bring the family by, and maybe you shop around the clubs and maybe find a club that your kids would like to join for the 4-H. A very active group. Jennifer was a 4-H member in her youth.
Don't let that dissuade you.
And look where she is now, radio star, assistant director of the Huntington County Library. The sky's the limit. It's all thanks to the 4-H. After the 4-H displays leave in June, another popular display comes to our lobby, which we've been doing several years too, where there's a homeschooling class of kids that do architectural models of famous buildings in the world. And they're displayed in the lobby area of the Huntington County Library. And these are just amazing. So I highly recommend stopping by the Huntington County Library sometime in June and seeing those. And then the last thing I want to talk about was this Sunday, May 5th, there's a new art show in the gallery, Watercolors, by local artist Rosanna Hunt. And she's going to be having a reception in our gallery this Sunday. Stop by. I think she'll have a little food available. You can meet Rosanna and check out her work. It's excellent. We have a lot of excellent local artists, and Rosanna is one of them. So Sunday, May 5th, an art reception at the Huntington County Library. Okay, time for some trivia, Jennifer. I don't know what I did. I had a lot more general trivia, but I've lost it. Okay, don't look at what's in front of you. We just talked about the Kentucky Derby. Tell me two horses that are running in the Kentucky Derby.
High Call.
Oh, how did you remember that name?
Because when I kept looking at it, I thought it was Haiku.
Okay.
And Improbable.
Very good. You did it. Okay, Jennifer, this one's up right up your alley. What is the name of the river that Jesus was baptized in by John the Baptist?
Jordan.
River Jordan is correct. A Mr. Rogers neighborhood. In the land of make-believe, what number king is King Friday?
King Friday the 13th.
Very good. You knew that immediately.
Do you know who Queen Sarah? Queen Sarah Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Was your sister named after her?
No.
Name one of the two big-name lawyers, Jennifer, who participated in the Scopes Monkey Trial, which argued the theory of evolution.
Oh, golly. Clarence Darrow?
Clarence Darrow is one. William Jennings Bryan is the other. What does Notre Dame mean, as in the cathedral? What does that translate to in English?
Our Lady.
Very good. In the book To Kill a Mockingbird, what costume does Scout wear to a Halloween pageant?
Oh, gosh. A scarecrow.
She's dressed like a ham. Don't you remember that when she was walking home, she was attacked by that guy? It's a big part of the book, Jennifer.
I know.
What has a team accomplished, Jennifer, if they have won the President's Cup in the National Hockey League?
They've come in first in their league.
I'll take it. Most points are best record during the regular season. How'd you know that?
My father's a hockey fan.
Well, most teams, only one team got this, Jennifer, and I know you're going to get this. What does Maundy mean, as in Maundy Thursday, a Christian holy day right before Easter?
Sad?
No.
Nope. I don't know.
It means washing of the feet. Maundy Thursday, when Jesus washed the feet of the poor.
But they call Maundy.
Maundy.
It's also Maundy. Never mind. Okay. Huh. Really?
Got your number, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a question, and there's an answer in the number. If you hit the number exactly, you get full points. If you get it within five, you get half points. What is the name of the novel by Ray Bradbury where books are outlawed and burned by firemen?
Fahrenheit 451.
Correct. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was the NFL MVP last season. What number does he wear?
32.
15. How many ounces are in a gallon?
128.
Very good. What year did the trial of the century take place in Flemington, New Jersey? Scant two doors down from here, Jennifer. Three doors down, maybe.
1936.
1935. Half credit. And the Simon and Garfunkel song subtitled Feeling Groovy.
59th Street. Bridge.
Very good. How many members are there in the U.S. Congress?
493.
535. 435 representatives and 100 senators.
Both of them.
What is the exit number on the Garden State Parkway for Long Beach Island?
12.
63. You're done by Wildwood with 12.
Yeah, I guess so.
How many seasons was the TV show The Honeymooners on the air?
Seasons, not years.
Seasons, yes.
So is that like two a year?
The season is the year.
Oh, the year, okay. Three.
One. Only one. What was the number of the hijacked United Airlines flight that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on September 11th, 2001?
I don't remember.
93, United 93. How many elements are on the periodic table of elements?
143.
118. Geography, Jennifer. I'm going to ask you some places that begin with the letter G.
Okie dokie.
What is the name of the museum in New York City designed by Frank Lloyd Wright?
Guggenheim.
That is in the shape of a cylinder. Guggenheim is correct. Lord of the Rings fan, Jennifer?
Gandalf.
Is Gandalf a place, Jennifer?
No. That's all I know, G, from Lord of the Rings.
Aragorn was the rightful heir to the throne of what kingdom in Lord of the Rings? Gondor. What town is the University of Florida located in?
Gainesville.
In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of the bank owned and operated by goblins? Gringotts. No?
Yes.
Where would you find Cemetery Ridge and Little Round Top?
Out west someplace?
Your husband's going to be very disappointed in you, Jennifer. Gettysburg.
No, he doesn't like Civil War. That was my next guess.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. What British territory is located at the southern tip of the Iberian Peninsula?
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
He would be disappointed if I missed that.
Why?
Because that's something that we talk about.
You talk about Gibraltar a lot?
More than Gettysburg.
What? Why? Are you a fan of the TV show Cheers?
I have seen it.
Cheers. What is the name of the rival Boston bar that they always competed with? Usually to unfavorable results. Gary's Old Town Tavern. Ring a bell? No?
Yep.
The Sphinx, Jennifer, is located in what Egyptian city?
I don't know.
Giza.
Giza.
Like where the pyramids are.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, so your husband likes World War II?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you better not miss this one. Operation Watchtower was the U.S. code name for a key Allied victory over Japan on what South Pacific island?
Guam.
During World War II. Guam is incorrect.
Guadalcanal.
Guadalcanal is correct. Located in New York City, Jennifer, the 18th President of the United States and his wife are buried here.
Grant's tomb.
Very good. Be amazed how many people miss that.
You're kidding, right?
What borough in Hunterdon County was named after brothers who owned a chair and frame factory?
Glenn Gardner.
Very good. And what song from the Broadway musical The Music Man is about the town where Professor Harold Hill is from? Gary, Indiana.
Oh, my God.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary.
Gary, Indiana. Let me say it once again.
Gary, Indiana. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That time check is 11:52. Let's go into some of these Hail Mary questions for you, Jennifer. Okay. All right. I think you do well in this one. I need three answers to this question. Only three U.S. presidents are wearing glasses in their official presidential portraits. Name them.
Oh, good grief.
Half the teams got it. Half the teams missed it. Only three presidents wearing glasses.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Is incorrect.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Is correct.
Are the other two ahead of him or before him?
They're not. Wait, you don't have to go too far back for the other two. Well, or ahead of him. Between Roosevelt and now. Both of them had to do with wars.
Eisenhower?
Incorrect.
Nope.
Woodrow Wilson, president during World War I, and Harry Truman, the president who ended World War II.
That's a good one.
Okay, Jennifer, you might have to write one down for this one. Let's see. There are 8 U.S. states, Jennifer, that have the exact same number of letters in their name as their state capital. How many of those can you name? I asked you to name 6 of those. You could give that some thought, maybe.
Well, I was going to say, this is going to be kind of...
Yeah. A lot of empty air.
How about Texas and Austin?
Texas and Austin
no.
is incorrect.
Yeah.
See if you can name 3. We won't keep people waiting. So I need 3 states whose state capital's name is the same amount of letters.
Providence, Rhode Island, no. Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, I can go through...
Get out of the Northeast.
I can go through all the capitals, but... Topeka, Kansas.
There is one. Very good. It's probably one most people missed. State capital. Same amount of letters as the... I'll give you something. I'll give you another one.
Yeah, I mean, because I can go through all of them and count, but it's going to be...
You'd be very slow at it.
Boise, okay, Jennifer. Boise, Idaho.
That's 2. Very good. Sesame Street, Jennifer, premiered on TV in 1969. Did I ask you this question yet?
No.
Name 7 of the 29 non-human characters that appeared on the show during that first season.
Big Bird.
That's 1.
Grover.
That's 2.
Oscar the Grouch.
That's 3.
Bert.
That's 4.
Ernie.
That's 5. You're doing very well.
Cookie Monster.
That's 6. You only need one more. And unbelievably, no one said this other one. I mean, there's some that were very short-lived that you'll never get, Jennifer.
Right. Guy Smiley.
Wow, that is there. But that's not the famous one, but very good. That's 7. Nicely done, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Who was Guy Smiley?
He was a game show host.
Very good. The one no one ever says, for some reason, is Kermit the Frog.
Oh, my gosh. The most obvious one. Like, I knew the Count and Snuffleupagus came later.
You're right.
And Elmo and Rosita way later.
Out of all the other ones, I don't think you would really know any of them.
But I knew Guy Smiley.
But you knew Guy Smiley. Impressive. Impressive. Very good. So you did it. Okay. It must be almost time to go. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes. We have 1:48 left.
Okay. I'll give you the other capitals. How about that?
Yeah, please, because I can sit here and count all day.
Juneau, Alaska was one.
Okay.
Richmond, Virginia was one.
I would have gotten to that pretty fast.
Sacramento, California. Phoenix, Arizona. Atlanta, Georgia. And Nashville, Tennessee.
You should have left me on the East Coast. I was going down the East Coast.
I said the Northeast, Jennifer.
I know, but...
I wanted you out of the Northeast because there were no good answers.
No.
From the Northeast.
Certainly we're not. So if you want to hear more of Jim's Thatch's Trivia, when can we find you next?
May 15th at Lone Eagle Brewery. The library team was there, Jennifer, and they were very shorthanded. They did well, but I think they very much like your help.
Okay, we'll think about it. So remember, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go in, call, or go online. You can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Sexual assaults in the U.S. military on the rise still, as a new Pentagon survey shows they were up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. It finds members ages 17 to 24 and female are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was observed at the White House last night when President Trump and the First Lady hosted a dinner for over 100 faith leaders.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus.
At a hearing in London today, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange declared he will not surrender to a U.S. extradition request that was issued because of his alleged role in the release of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. Facing a corruption scandal, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh is to hold a news conference shortly to address her future plans. She's been on paid leave. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue.